Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Man, what a gift it is to be alive today. I'm grateful that I get to be alive, you get to be alive, and we get to share the next 15 minutes here together. Getting the day started right. This is how we do it. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Get Over It. What is in your way? What is blocking you from moving forward in your life? Are you ready and willing to start climbing over that today? As a teenager growing up, I used to belly ache to my mama about any little thing I didn't like in my life. And mama would sit and listen to me complain. And then once I finished going on and on about how bad it was, she would always say the same thing. She would listen and then say, "Ah, get over it, sis." Every time that was her advice. Get over it. What's wrong in your world today? Will you get over it or will you get under it? Will you rise above it or will you lower your expectations, hunker down in fear and lay low while life passes you by? Why would you ever get under your problems? Yet that's exactly what we do when we choose not to get over it. Whatever is in your way, I'm telling you, today is the day to start getting over it. Start climbing. In Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, we read about a man who got over the things that were in his way. It says, Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there. His name was, who knows, Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and he couldn't see over the crowd. So what was it that Zacchaeus wanted? He wanted to see Jesus. And scripture says he wanted it desperately. That's important here. He wanted it desperately. When you want something desperately, you're willing to do things you wouldn't normally do. So the question is, what do you want desperately? Think about that. Really, what do you want that bad? You don't know? Oh, there's the problem. We have learned to insulate ourselves out of fear of failure and rejection, so we're not even allowed to want anything desperately anymore. We feel it's safer to just kinda want something, because if you only kinda want it and you don't get it, then it only kinda hurts. We kinda live the life we want. We kinda find our purpose. We kinda feel fulfilled. We kinda getting better. But kinda not. And it's all a result of kinda wanting it. Where's your desperately? When you desperately want it, you will be moved to action. You'll find the courage to do big things, but not just big things, next things. Those are the truly important things, the next things. Zacchaeus had some desperate want in him. He desperately wanted to see Jesus, but there was something in his way. And every time you desperately want something, there will be something else in your way. Honey, obstacles are part of life. God never said it would be easy. In fact, he promised you otherwise. He told you in this world, there will be trouble. Well, he nailed that one, didn't he? Jesus, you were right. In this world, I do have trouble. And every time I really want something, there's something in my way. And hey, that's life. And maybe it's by design. So let's pick back up in verse 4 of our story. So Zacchaeus ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." And so he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. Zacchaeus was a small man. And he was so small, he couldn't see over the shoulders of the people in front of him. The crowd of people was what was in his way. It was stopping him from that which he desperately wanted. So he did what he could do. He climbed up in a tree. He climbed above the very thing blocking him from his vision. He climbed above it. Did you get that? He got over it. He got over it. Just as my mama always told me, whatever your problem is, get over it. Mama, that was like scriptural. Her advice was grounded in the words of Jesus. Get over it. Some of us need to do some climbing today. We've got a problem and we need to get over it, like literally. What's the first step in climbing? Well, you got to get up. Again, literally, your feet need to hit the floor. You can't be laying around all lazy and drag buddy expecting to overcome your obstacles. You won't see what you want to see in your life unless you get up. You will never get what you really want if you're not even up for it. And when you get up and start working to overcome your adversity, when you climb up on top of that which has stopped you in the past, you get a different perspective. When you're down, all you can see are the problems. When you climb out and get over it, you can actually see what God has available for you. If you can't see what God has for you, then my sister, maybe you're currently under your problems when you need to get over them. And I'm not saying that insensitively. Please know that, okay? Climb up and get that new perspective that's being offered. What God has for you is so much bigger and better than where you're currently at and what you're currently experiencing. But the climbing is up to you. No one will make you do it. And when you decide to get over it and start climbing, something else happens. You not only get a view of what God has for you, but God sees you. Oh, now, God always sees you. That's not in question. But when you start getting over your problems, he sees that you want it. He sees you are ready for more. He sees you no longer want to settle with where you've always been and what you've always had. And when God sees you, your whole world is about to change. Jesus was passing through the crowd, and who does he see? Little Zacchaeus. Of course he stood out. He was the crazy one up in the tree, the one willing to do what no one else did just to see him because he desperately wanted it, the one who got over his problem. Ah, Jesus is looking for some people like Zacchaeus, tenacity in them today. Some people willing to do what no one else is willing to do. Some people willing to rise up above the crowd and take a risk and go out on a limb. The one willing to get over their problem, not under it. And when we do, we receive an invitation that changes our destiny. Jesus said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house." Jesus wants to hang out. It's a sleepover. Jesus chose his house. Why? Why do you think he chose Zacchaeus's house? Because Zacchaeus was willing to do whatever he had to do to get into position when Jesus came by. Yeah. Get into position. Say that with me. Get into position. Say it again. Get into position. Get into position. You're not in position. Get up and climb over your problem. Do what no one else is willing to do. Risk looking a little crazy. Get into position. Jesus wants to bless you. He wants to pour out his best on you. But when you lazy around in your day, when you fail to get up and look your best and do your best, it's a little questionable if you really want Jesus to bless you. When all you wear is your giving up on life pants, it kind of looks like you want to give up on life. A gal who looks like she wants to give up on life surely isn't ready for breakthroughs and blessings. Mm-mm. Sure doesn't look like it. She's not ready for an invitation to more. Don't let that be you, sis. Have you been letting the obstacles in front of you defeat you? Have you been allowing past defeat to keep you down? Have you gotten under your problems instead of getting over them? Your current position may make you look like you're not really wanting what God has available for you. If you'll choose to start climbing and get over it, you'll position yourself to receive God's invitation. God's looking around the crowd today. He's looking around. He is looking for someone who is really ready. Let him see you. Let him see that you desperately want it. You want the life he created for you. You want what's available for you. You want what he designed you for. You want it desperately. You're ready for it. And you're in position to receive it. You're ready for more. You're ready for that breakthrough. You're in position now. What's the position? You're over it. That's right. Get to climbing, girl. Get over it. When you do, you get a new perspective. You see things differently. Okay, I'm stronger than I thought. God is using this for good. That's what happens. That's the new perspective when you start climbing up. And then God sees that you want it and you're ready. Hello, life changes. All right, girls, it is time to pray together. Would you join me now? Come on, let's pray. Hey, God, good morning. We are so grateful for this new day of life that you have given us. And God, we want to get in position. We want to be ready. God, we don't want to stay low. We don't want to be buried by our problems. We don't want to be overwhelmed and stressed and depressed. God, we're willing to climb up out of this. We want a different perspective. We want to see what you're doing. And God, I pray that when you see us today, when you see your girls today, you see girls that are showing up for life and proving that we're ready. We are in position. We are ready for what you have available for us. We are not going to get under our problems. We're going to get over them. We're going to climb up out of this. We're going to rise up. And when you see us today, God, I pray that we make you proud. I pray that we show you that we're truly ready for what you have available for us. Lord, I'm grateful for everyone you've brought to hear this today. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their families. Lord, I just thank you for the purpose that you have for each one of them. I lift them up to you today and I ask for your provision for today, exactly what they need for today. And God, I pray for your protection over our families. We are counting on you, God. We need you. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening today. Hey, y'all, look up in the sky today. If you see an airplane, that might be me. I am flying from Key West to Springfield, Missouri today. Getting into town, going to go stay at my mama's house tonight and then heading to the ranch in Oklahoma to host that ranch adventure retreat this weekend. So excited. So switching planes in Dallas. If you happen to be in the Dallas airport today, look around. We might see each other. Come up and say hi. Everybody, have a beautiful day of life. Thank you so much for listening. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life Devotional Podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.